A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it becomes the biggest shrub of all, and then becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and shelter in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like the yeast a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour till it was leavened all through. In all this, Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he would never speak to them except in parables. And this was to fulfill the prophecy: I will speak to you in parables, and expound things hidden since the foundation of the world. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Once a week, I teach at our local prison in the hope of helping the inmates towards rehabilitation of their lives. And only those who are keen to change their patterns of life come to the class. As I ponder some possible reasons for these men being incarcerated, and indeed as I listen to their stories, one of the common factors, it seems to me, is what I call instant gratification. No consideration of the consequences of their actions. And who would be surprised in the life of our modern culture? The media constantly tells us you can have anything you want to possess now. Do such and such and bliss will be yours. Enjoy now, pay later. Just stroll down any marketplace and read the advertising. You need this. You can have this now for only debt. And all this in time of recession. Seems to me it's all about reaction rather than response. And yet the call of Jesus is to wait, reflect, ponder life's mystery, and then respond. Jesus, the great storyteller, had a wonderful gift of reaching into people's inner experience. He speaks about what people know and can relate to from their experience of life. He also reminds us that life is a mystery to be lived. At the very beginning of his teaching, the parables, he reminds us they are mysteries to be pondered. I will speak to you in parables and expound things hidden since the foundation of the world. We will only really glean an understanding if we spend time looking, listening, pondering. The gift of these two stories we have just heard is that they make it possible for us, the listeners, to see God present and active in the simple everyday happenings of life, provided we look at them, of course, with wonder and awe. What could be simpler than the story of planting a seed or baking bread? Jesus takes these everyday examples of life to show us that life is about an ability to wait for what we most desire and need. Jesus speaks of the leaven a woman takes and mixes with flour, a powerful symbol for the essence of what makes bread bread, and hence a symbol of the power of God's love as the essence of our lives. The mystery of the yeast is that it conveys to us the surprising effects a small ingredient can have on the whole mass. Yes, it takes time to be activated, yet it is such a catalyst for change. In our community here, we have a slow cooker. It is such a wonderful asset to whoever is preparing the evening meal. After breakfast, the food is prepared and placed into the cooker to cook slowly all day for the evening meal. And all day, the aroma fills the house, whetting our appetite for the gift which awaits. The beauty of what is happening is that we are reminded not to rush through life, but rather to move slowly, taking time to smell and appreciate the aroma, and thus be in touch with our inner hunger for what is more than food. Nowadays, food tends to be instant and somehow loses the sacramental aspect of slow cooking. We too can use our experience of waiting for the food to cook as a reminder of how the aroma of God's love permeates our lives. As we wait for things to grow, to cook, we can be in touch with the gift of mystery, the waiting for all to be revealed. This waiting and pondering is a powerful and amazing antidote to instant gratification. The kingdom is like the yeast a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour till it was leavened all through. So may God bless our waiting, our hunger, our longing, as we wait for the mystery of life to be revealed.